97.5 The Fanatic.
He is on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. He is the Sixers beat writer. He's Keith Pompey. How are you, Keith?
Hey, hello.
I got you now, brother. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing well. Yourself?
I am doing tremendous. What did you think about the Sixers' performance yesterday?
They were impressive. I mean, I really liked their defense. I kind of like what I saw from Ben Simmons. It's kind of sort of what I expected. Like, it was weird. Like, initially, the first couple possessions, it looked like he wasn't, in his groove the first couple ones. But then after that, you saw him handling the ball a lot more and doing certain things. And, he looked good. I mean, he looked like, as we talked about, a point forward, the guy who's going to, yes, he's not the point guard anymore, but he could be the point forward getting everyone involved. So I like that. Tobias looked good. Furkan did well. I know Embiid had 10 shots, but I would like, and this might sound weird to you, but it looks like, I would like to see the ball move more to him, more at the on the low post, as opposed to him with, shooting outside. But, I mean, again, it was their first scrimmage in 4 months. Guys are still a little rusty, and they look good. They look like a contender. They look like a team that we thought that they can be.
Can we take a lot out of a scrimmage? Because I always discard anything I see in the NFL in preseason. Sixers looked really good yesterday. They looked sharp. Like you said, Simmons looked, he was confident. He was shooting three balls. And Tobias Harris looked good. He looked like his leadership. He was taking over vocally. Embiid, fitness-wise, looked okay. Can we take a lot from a preseason game or an exhibition game or a scrimmage, as they call it?
Nope.
Good, because I'm with you on that. Good.
Here's the thing. Like I said, they look good, but you also got to realize who they were playing. You also have to realize that, different teams are working on different things in the preseason. Well, these scrimmages, exhibition games, I rather call them, because they have a score,
Right.
And their actual is actual a game. I think that we'll have a better idea who the Sixers are by game three of the seeding games. They're going to start off against Indiana, which is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a big game. And then they're going to have two other games right after that that they should win. But I think at that particular point, after three games, we'll have a better idea of what this team is like. We'll have a better idea of Ben Simmons. Now, again, they all look good. But from what I saw, I have a feeling that teams are going to, they're looking at it and they're going to try to defend it. Where you have Shake Milton bringing the ball up and then his initial passes to Ben. And then, also Ben on hitting corner threes. It's going to be one of those things where if I'm an opposing team, my game plan is going to be, okay, we're going to try to prevent Shake from getting Ben the ball. We're going to do whatever we can to prevent that. And then, teams are like, the fact that Ben is taking these shots are good. But he's going to have to, if he does that, he's going to have to continue to make them because, right now, if I'm an opposing team, I'm saying to myself, I'm going to give you that all day, every day. You know what I mean? Until you prove to me that you can consistently make them.
Keith Pompey, Sixers beat writer on the Comcast Business Hotline. Keith, we're talking about Ben Simmons and his three-pointers. He took two yesterday. He hit one. I'm sorry. I've been fooled about six times so far about him shooting and making them in the offseason and working on his game, and he hit one against Cleveland, and he hit one yesterday. He's playing the point forward, couple catches and shoots yesterday. I have always maintained that he has been hesitant or a little skittish to shoot during a real game, whether it's a three or a mid-range jump shot, because he's not that confident in that part of his game. He doesn't want to embarrass himself in front of the fans. There are no fans in the bubble. Do you think that has anything to do with him being more confident in taking shots yesterday? And or are we going to see that when live action takes place?
I think that was a great question you asked, that since there's not fans in the bubble, However, the one thing is also on social media. I mean, you know, there's a clip out there with Joel being lazy on one possession on defense, and it's kind of like going viral. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's always stuff out there. You know, I this is what I want to say about Ben. You know, I think that, you know, you are correct. We'll find out more and once the seeding games come and once if the games really mean something, you know, and we'll also find out something against a legitimate team. Because when you look at it, you know, I think he made one against the Knicks. He made one against another team. I forget, but it was another struggling team. And then here you go, Memphis, right? But the thing that I will say about it is that there was no hesitation on those two shots, right?
Yep.
And in the past, he used to always just like, it was like a long pause and people like, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it.
Right,
shoot it.
Right.
You know, this one, it was more like a catch and shoot, boom. And he missed the first one. And then he came back and buried the second one. And typically, when a guy is skittish, if they miss the first one, well, you're not going to get anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're done.
So when I look at that, what I'm saying is I understand what you say wholeheartedly, and I'm with you when we've been down this road before. But I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt right now just because there was no hesitation.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So he's played real point guard the last 2 years, and now it looks like he might play forward, or if you want to call it point forward, fine. What do you think, or how do you think he feels about playing a different position? And was he all in on playing point guard? Was that his thing, or is he okay playing power forward?
You know, here's the thing. I think that, you know, he said that he'll try. Like, I'm going to try it out. You know, we got to try things out. But if you really want to be honest with yourself, I mean, you know, you look at how many points he had compared to Shake Milton, right? You looked at some things that he did compared to what Shake did. Now, again, like I've always felt like, you know, in the past, like let's go back two seasons ago in the playoffs where T.J. McConnell got the start in the fourth game, game four.
Right.
They kept telling us that Ben was the point guard and TJ was like the shooting guard. But to me, it was more like Ben was the point forward and TJ was the point guard. And I always felt like that's how it was going to be with Shake, right?
Yeah.
We'll see Shake in the beginning of the game, bring the ball up and pass it to Ben. And then we'll see Ben do his things. But then when they want to get out and run, Ben is going to have the ball. You know, like certain times when they're going to do certain things, Ben is going to have the ball as well because Ben's the type of guy who needs the ball in his hands. Like, you know, he's so used to having the ball. He's a ball dominant player.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to change. I think the title's going to change, but, you know, I think that, you know, nothing else is now. The thing is when Ben is in the perimeter with the ball in a half court setting, they know that everyone's going to sag off them. So their goal is just to have them get the ball in the post. And then, you know, people have to play them more straight up. So I don't see much of a difference, to be honest with you. I just think Brett Brown just changed the title and just admitted to people what they were doing, you know, in the past, in the playoffs.
Do you in any way think Brett Brown's future here or his job has anything to do with the way Ben Simmons plays this year?
Another great question. It could. Yeah, it could. I mean, because, you know, the thing is, I honestly believe that Ben Simmons could be as great as he wants to be. I mean, Ben Simmons could get up the floor and run. He can do whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I think that the Sixers can't go far without Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has to carry this team to a championship if that's what they're going to, go. It's going to be because of Joel. But you're right. If Ben, like, let's just say if, Ben Simmons struggles or if Ben Simmons doesn't like his role, if Joel doesn't like his role, then yeah, Brett's in trouble. You know what I mean? Because these two guys are the franchise.
Let me ask you this. I know he only played 13 minutes yesterday. What did you think of, first of all, aesthetically, how do you think Joel Embiid looks, and how do you think his conditioning was yesterday?
It was kind of bizarre to me because, it was hard to get a really good grasp of it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it's one of those things where everyone's saying he's in tip-top shape. So when they say that, you're expecting to see, a guy running up and down the court, running from rim to rim. I really didn't see that. I saw Joel basically doing the things he normally does. He was hovering around the three-point line out in the perimeter. Now, there were times when him and Al were together and he got down there. But, for the most part, I really saw the same guy. Again, it's one of those things. At one particular point, I said, "Oh my gosh, he's on the foul line!" Leaning over, grabbing his shorts. But then I looked, and everyone else at the foul line was doing the same thing. So I had to remind myself that, this is the first game for everyone after 4 months.
Right.
So it's hard to say something. And let's face it, what they have to do is right now for Joel. Joel is the guy. He's used to getting the ball. He's used to doing everything. Right now, they have to mesh him and Ben Simmons together. And they have to, keep both of them happy. They have to do everything. Right now, Joel, I feel like more so than anyone, is sacrificing his game. And what I mean by that is it's like, yesterday it seemed like, Ben was in the high post. Joel was on the low post at certain times. And it drew a little bit of a crowd. And maybe that's why he went outside, but at the same time, they have to hurry up and try to figure it out because I do believe that Joel, like I said before, they're not going to go far if Joel Embiid does not lead them.
Agreed. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Keith, we have about 1 minute left. I actually don't know the answer to this question, but I saw yesterday and Ben Simmons referred to it. They're going to have something like upwards of 300 virtual fans at these games. And he said, well, if we play poorly, I hope they boo us because we'll feel like we're at home in Philadelphia where we play well. What is this with the virtual fans and how's that going to look? Do you know anything about that?
I guess, it came out yesterday. Remember how I think it's going to be how you remember how we saw the NBA, not the NBA, the NFL draft, and before they would make a pick, you saw these virtual fans.
Yes,
it could be something like that. I believe, and but it was funny what Ben said. I did was funny, but he was real. He was like, if we're playing bad, the people in Philly are going to boo us.
Right.
Basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he's right. He's right. So I mean, I think that could work out. The one thing I will say about the NBA, it was better than what I thought it was going to be. You can tell, they're practicing social distancing. They're being extremely careful. And I thought it was just going to be a straight AAU boredom type of thing. And the games that I saw, they're scrimmage games, so you're not really seeing guys go all out or this and that or playing, as many minutes as they would. But it seems like it's going to be extremely exciting.
I think so. I was excited to see the Sixers for the first time in 4 months, and they played well yesterday, and we'll see what happens as the season gets closer, August 1st against Indiana. Keith, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on again. Great insight, as usual. We'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Keith. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business. I love that guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.